Joe Cordell is CEO of Cordell & Cordell and is on the phone with us. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you
Thanks
think of that? What do you think of that commercial you just heard about that law firm? They sound pretty good, don't they?
Well, that was the plan. I hope it sounded good.
All right. Here's a book I have in my hand that you wrote, The 10 Stupidest Mistakes Men Make When Facing Divorce. Where were you when I needed you, Joe?
You know, I wish that I could get the ear of every guy before they take that big step into marriage and also before they take that big step out of marriage.
Are things stacked against men in most cases?
I would say many cases, and depending on your area, maybe more than most cases, maybe far more than simply most. Unfortunately, the landscape now is one where guys have made a lot of progress in the last 20 years, I'm glad to report, since I started doing this. But it's still a fact that for the most part, when guys are in the family courts, they face an uphill battle for an equal opportunity for primary custody of their children, for maintenance, regarding issues of child support, if there's any allegation of domestic violence. I mean, guys just are overwhelmingly at a disadvantage. The burden of proof, contrary to what the law says, in fact, is on the guy's shoulders.
And you have specialized in helping men through divorce. What is the first thing you might tell somebody to do or not do when they sit down with you?
Boy, that's a difficult question. We have guys who come to us that are in a variety of different circumstances, as your audience might imagine. For guys whose primary objective is primary custody of their children, and that's a substantial part of our clientele. If not primary custody, they're very ambitious in terms of the role they want to play in their kids' lives. So we talk to them about what they've done historically. And often there's not much we can do with that, but it depends on the sort of time frame we're looking at. But then we talk about whether or not they have moved out of the house. And all too often what happens is as the marriage gets rocky, a point is finally reached where the wife will point toward the door as if he's the family cocker spaniel and says, go. And dutifully, these guys will pack their shaving kit and leave. And once you've done that, more often than not, you're at a disadvantage because you've left the children in the primary care of mom. And sometimes it can be difficult to get back to the place that you were before you walked out that door.
I guess a lot of men would think, though, it's a lot easier to walk out that door and not have to deal on a day-to-day basis with somebody who dislikes you and wants to get rid of you. I think that might be the thinking, right?
Yeah, but, you know, often the better road is not the easiest road.
Well, that's certainly true. And I understand from this piece I was reading about your firm that you do things and are a little bit more aggressive than some other lawyers representing men might be in court situations.
Well, I'll say this. We have a philosophy as a firm that we're a litigation firm. And what that means is that we believe that it's to our client's advantage if we start preparing for litigation from day one. Now, that doesn't mean that our intention is to necessarily try the case. Naturally, the clients don't want to spend more money on lawyer fees than they have to. But an interesting thing happens when your approach is that if I have to go to court, I will, is that you tend to get more reasonable offers. Attorneys who from day one are determined to settle the cases, you know, the good news is they always succeed, and the bad news is they always succeed, meaning that you can always have peace at some price. But it's a price that their client is going to have to live with for the next 20 years or more.
Are you seeing around the country a change now in the way family courts and so forth are looking at men's situation?
Yeah, I've seen some improvements in some areas more than others. Occasionally we've seen some legislative changes that we've liked. But still, you know, when we think of the civil rights movement, the preoccupation we've had with women's rights, which was important, and the preoccupation we've had with racial rights, which were important. For some reason, though, what's been neglected is the rights of men when it comes to the role they have in their families in family courts. And that's kind of the dark corner of the civil rights movement that is yet to be addressed.
All right, Cordell Cordell, that spells C-O-R-D-E-L-L, CordellCordell.com is a website, and if you want to find a location near you, and you might want to pick up this book, too, in case you're considering divorce, The 10 Stupidest Mistakes Men Make When Facing Divorce, written by Joseph Cordell. Joe, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.